exclusive interview that was so bombshell coming up and some huge guests. But first, the Beast Systems digital noose is tightening. Here it is.
Many Americans are unaware that behind the scenes, the technical backbone of the financial system is decades out of date, many, many years out of date. You know that. Paul and others are straightening it out, but payments and money transfers are costly and take days or even weeks to clear. Under this bill, the entire ancient system will be eligible for a 21st century upgrade using the state-of-the-art crypto technology.
The new structure bill. On the one hand, the entire monetary apparatus would migrate on-chain, powered by decentralized crypto protocols that could finally rip power away from the unelected Federal Reserve overlords and their endless fiat printing presses. A full-spectrum overhaul, positioning America at the vanguard of a digital asset revolution while the globalist dinosaurs in London and Brussels scramble to keep their centralized stranglehold intact. On the other hand, as the roughly $800 billion investment by the UAE, Japan, and Silicon Valley to build vampiric data centers reaches a fever pitch, this new structure could be the Trojan horse for something far more sinister.
So then you'll be living in a world that you didn't agree to, didn't vote for, that you are co-inhabiting with a super intelligent alien species that answers to the goals and rules of a corporation, an entity which has access to the comms, beliefs, everything you ever said, and the whereabouts of every person in the country via your personal data. Surveillance capitalism can toggle pretty quickly into digital totalitarianism. At best, these tech giants become the self-appointed arbiters of human good, which is the fox guarding the henhouse. They would never, ever think of using that power against us and strip mining us for our last drop of cash. That's a scarier scenario than what I presented in The Terminator 40 years ago, if for no other reason than it's no longer science fiction.
Programmable money, total surveillance tied to digital IDs, and the slow march toward CBDC enslavement wrapped in a crypto name tag.
There will be no privacy, and it's a very effective controlling mechanism by the government. What I mean is all the transactions will be known. All transactions done with digital currencies will be known, which is good for illegal activities, getting control of illegal activities. But it also means that the government has a great deal of control. For example, they can tax that way. They can take your money. They can establish foreign exchange control and the like. And that'll so that's something that will be an increasing issue, particularly for international holders of that currency, because they might feel, let's say, if you're a Frenchman and they wanted to have sanctions, they could take your money.
Of course.
You know, and so on. So there's the privacy issue of that.
And if you're politically disfavored, you could be shut off.
Politically disfavored, you could be shut off, yes.
So do you think that is the right thing to do for America to have boots on the ground or even be involved in attacking Iran? I mean, we were the first aggressor here. We fired the first shots in Iran. Is that the right thing to do for our country?
That is the right thing to do if you want to implement the digital control grid. It's not the right thing to do if you want to represent America. But this has nothing to do with American national interests. This has to do with essentially a syndicate asserting sufficient control to implement the next phase of the financial system.
The same technocrats who've pushed Agenda 2030 for years aren't about to surrender control. They're rebranding it as progress, luring in the masses with promises of efficiency while embedding back doors for tracking every transaction, freezing dissenters' assets, and enforcing social credit scores in real time. The real question remains, is Trump delivering liberation from the debt slave matrix or Excel?
I want to make a massive announcement right now. I mean, this is just bonker town. What it does is just I feel 20 years younger. I'm not kidding you. Ultra Methylene Blue. Blue.
I know. I love it.
This stuff works, man.
I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Ultra Methylene Blue. 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 I mean, this is just bonker town.
I know. I love it.
I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Ultra Methylene Blue. 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 I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Up
about it.
Get yours now at thealexshowstore.com. It is just beyond spectacular.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, while we've been focused on this incredibly dangerous war, the shockwaves that are happening, foreign control, the U.S. foreign policy, Israel planning to nuke Iran, and more, we've not been looking enough at all these Congress people that are very trusted, Burchett and others, saying no, they... Four alien species talking to humans on the Earth, spacecraft, all of it. Trump needs to just release it. Release it all. Now, are they being given disinfo or is it real? I've got a lot of answers. And we're going to be breaking it down at the bottom of the hour. But I did a 30-minute interview yesterday with Marjorie Taylor Greene that is extremely powerful, and I want to air it in full here. In fact, parts of this are not out yet. I put some clips and a major part of it out. It's up on X and at Rumble right now. I appreciate Rob doing other stand-up here late last night to get this done. Interviewed her yesterday evening. And the full interview is up on Infowars.com. And we're all shown on X and Rumble. Here's that interview. And then we're going to shift gears into the stuff they're wanting to distract us from and why governments are so freaked out coming up. But here's my interview with Marjorie Taylor Greene.
We have to be realistic about the Republican Party. The Republican Party needs burned to the ground. It's completely controlled. As a matter of fact, much of Congress is controlled by AIPAC and by Zionists. And that is a serious problem. I fear that we will see a nuclear bomb used on Iran. And I think that would be, that probably be the worst thing we could see in our lifetimes, is a nuclear bomb used on anyone. You save American troops' lives by get the hell out of the Middle East. We had no business there to begin with. And the truth is, look, you may have supported President Trump for 10 years like I did, like you have, but this is not the same man. This is not the same man that we supported, which DOGE was one of the most popular things, along with border security, mass deportations, DOGE. These were in America First, lower inflation, lower the cost of living. Those were the core components of the campaign. That, and my God, gut the deep state. That was what we wanted so bad. Hold people accountable for the love of God.
Again, the full interview is on X right now. Share it. And again, I have a jam-packed transmission lined up for you coming up after this interview ends. Oh, they caught NASA in something big, but we have the facts. Wait till you see this.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today. Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
Well, there was no bigger supporter of President Trump over the years than former Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. Became a really good friend of mine, an amazing lady, the best voting record. And then she was one of the first to support him, one of the first to say things are going sideways. And, you know, tell the mad King Lear what he didn't want to hear. You know, the Shakespearean play of King Lear based on real stuff that went on in the courts of Europe, where his enemies would tell him what he wanted to hear, but he had one daughter who was good and would tell him the truth. He exiled her. This is literally King Lear for real. And also more Shakespeare, once the man, twice the child. I think he's got early onset of dementia. We're seeing all the signs, the swollen ankles, the... You know, all of it and the babbling and changing stories five times a day. It's so sad. We're not pleased about this, but we have a responsibility to the truth. We're not in a personality cult. We like Trump because he was doing a lot of good things. And that's where we are. So I appreciate her joining me with just to cover the incredible history we're in. Trump just yesterday saying, I'll totally destroy your civilization, never to be brought back, the definition of genocide. And then Indian saying total surrender before, but now saying there's a deal, the deal falls through and the straits closed again. And then Israel saying they're going to continue, Netanyahu today attacking regardless of what we do, just like they did 39, 40 days ago, attacking to draw us into this. So Marjorie Taylor Greene, amazing to have you with us. You're at former Rep MTG on X. Everybody should follow you there. Mm-hmm. In the limited time we have, I appreciate your time. By the way, you always look great. You look even like 10 years younger since you got out of Congress. You know, back to your roots there in Georgia. I want to just start wherever you want right now, what you want to focus on, and where you think this country should go, because obviously this is a global crisis. MTG.
Thank you, Alex, and thanks so much for having me on your show. This is so important for us to talk about, and I think this is such a devastating time. You know, we voted for America First. That's what MAGA was supposed to be. That is what we promised. And that's what I promised alongside President Trump and many others on the campaign trail in 2024. And, you know, I have a 100% conservative voting record, and I voted with President Trump 98% of the time when I was in Congress. And I always try to remind people, you know, the reason why I resigned is President Trump called me a traitor because I pushed to release the Epstein files and then said he was going to primary me like he's doing to Thomas Massie right now. And I just thought that was so unfair for my district. And also just realized it was very easy to realize that Congress is incredibly broken. And this is an institution that's failing Americans. And I just couldn't serve under President Trump in the direction he was going in. Now, here's the devastating part of where we are, Alex. Is there's people arguing and fighting with one another. And it's really sad to see because, Alex, you know this. These are people on the right that literally were hugging each other and were friends and, you know, talking to each other online before everything went sideways. And America desperately needs stability right now. We had four horrific years under Biden and the Democrats. The country has been through so much. The world has been through so much after COVID. And this was supposed to be a time where the President Trump and his administration would put the American people first. And we have to acknowledge they've done some great things, right? We're happy. The border is secure. It's incredible. Crime is down. Violent crime is down. Fentanyl deaths are down. Those are wonderful things. But we haven't really gotten much else. But the biggest betrayal that has happened outside of the Epstein files, which President Trump covered up and told me himself that he was protecting his friends and his friends would get hurt. The biggest betrayal to the entire country is he said no more foreign wars. And we are literally, he led us into this war. The United States and Israel together went into an unprovoked war in Iran. And it's incredibly dangerous. It's destabilizing the entire world. Energy all around the world. It's going to damage economies in many different countries, as well as our own, depending on how long this goes on. But Alex, it crossed my line so hard when the president came out and said that he was willing to destroy an entire civilization of people. And I have to thank you, Alex. I saw you right away call it out, and you called it out hard, and you were courageous to say the truth, because many people are afraid to speak the truth. They feel it, they think it, they agree with you, but you came out and you called it exactly as it is, and you said the president has gone insane and it's time to use the 25th Amendment. He's not mentally stable. And I, you know, you can love President Trump. You can not love him, no matter how you feel about him. But everyone has to be honest and realistic and wake up and look at the facts. Any person, no matter who they are, when they say they are willing and they set a deadline and they literally say 8 p.m. that night, that they are going to wipe out an entire civilization of a country that, by the way, Iran has not bombed America. We don't have bombs falling on our head. We are not being attacked right now. Nothing is happening like that to us. Am I defending Iran? No, I am not. I'm just pointing out the realistic facts. But President Trump put out that Truth Social right there and literally said that he would wipe out an entire civilization of people. I don't know how that is defensible by
anyone. It's total supervillain stuff. Not even Hitler said that out loud while he was actually trying to do it.
No, that's absolutely right. An entire civilization, and then saying it's going to be bridges and power plants. That's critical infrastructure.
And he said never to come back. I thought he's trying to save these people.
Yeah, never to come back. And the president has come out and he's spoken about why he's going to war, and it was to free the Iranian people. He claimed it was to help them. He said it was not about the oil. But yet it's straight up about the oil. It's all about the Strait of Hormuz. And it's because I think he's found out that this is not popular. People don't want to have the so-called temporary pain for long-term gain.
Well, that was the good news, though, is when you and Tucker and everybody else came roaring out, not the Democrats. They saw polls, and I'm talking to insiders at Rasmussen, you name it, they're below 33. He's in free fall. So thank God still somehow we're able to get to him. And again, I love the old Trump. I told you on the phone this morning, I said, I hate the new Trump. I'm just going to be honest. I hate this person. This is a disgusting husk of the former person. This is like, you know, in a vampire movie, you love your wife or your husband until the vampire bites them and they're now a vampire. I mean, this is horrible.
Right. No, it is horrible. And I, you know, look, I loved President Trump and I loved everything that he had promised to the American people in 2024. But this has been a complete 180. MAGA went from being America first to now it's America last. But here's the conversation that we all need to have. And I'm a Christian. I know you're a Christian. Many of the people I know in the administration call themselves Christians. Many of the Republicans I served with in Congress call themselves Christians. Many people that voted for President Trump call themselves Christians. But we have to go from calling ourselves Christians in words and language to actually behaving and acting like Christians. That's what being a Christian really is. And look, I'm not claiming to be a perfect person, and I'm not claiming to be a Bible scholar or expert or a pastor. Not by any means. I'm very much just your average.
But you don't say we're going to wipe out civilizations. You don't lie and flip-flop five times a day.
No.
You don't have your cabinet worshiping you and comparing you to Jesus. Tucker said it. Right. This is not Christian. It's the opposite of that.
It's not. It's not Christian. And the post that it disturbed me deeply inside was on Easter morning when the president made that horrific post, and it was shocking. Easter morning is when families and people all across the country, Christians across the country, are waking up and celebrating the fact that Christ has risen from the grave. This is the greatest day that we have. And it's literally the basis of our entire faith. And many families are getting ready to go to church and planning to have, you know, all day long celebrations with their families and cooking and gathering and eating. And the president put out a post that was the most disturbing post I've ever read.
And we'll pull it up and put it on screen, but effing open the Strait of Hormuz, Allah is great. Just, you know, I'm going to totally destroy you. It's just foaming at the mouth.
Yeah, it's unacceptable. And look, there's something about, you know, supporting your president, and we want to support our president. We want to cheer and root for America, but you don't have to be in a cult where you can't call it out. And that is what this has turned into. It's turned into a cult where the Trump administration, the president himself, and everyone around him demands cult-like worship when he's putting up posts like that on Easter Sunday, and then calling to destroy an entire civilization of people. We're talking about children. We're talking about moms and dads, elderly people, innocent people.
But Marjorie, the good news is he did correct, had J.D. Vance make a deal. Then he says that's not the deal, breaks the deal. Israel keeps attacking Lebanon and Iran, so they start firing missiles. Fox News acts like, I hate to say they're the good guys. They're not. I'm just reporting the facts. No. They start firing missiles back, and the media goes, they've broken the ceasefire. Now they've closed the Strait of Hormuz again. So the problem is he finally woke up for a minute. but then went right back into craziness. Gut level, where do you see this madness going? Because I don't think this war is ending anytime soon. Yes, we made a big stand. He made some horrible statements. So there was major pressure. He kind of pulled back, even though Susie Wiles, who we know, I'm not saying he's a good person, is telling him, listen to your people, don't do this war, because they can't win it, because the regime hasn't fallen. And then you've got Netanyahu saying today, we have video, but I'll post it after you're not with us. But you've seen it. He's literally saying, we don't care, the war continues. That's the tail wagging the dog. I had Michael Savage, he's pro-Israel on today. He said, Israel is planning to nuke, from the sources he has, at high-level Israeli intelligence, Iran, to drag us into full war. Levin last weekend called for nuclear war.
It's likely that Tehran would be bombed, if not nuked, by the way. And I said it would not be us who did it. I wrote it on my own Twitter feed. I said it would be the bad boy Israel that does it.
And Israel is stronger than ever. This is the bottom line of this campaign up until now. Let me say, there are still additional objectives for us to achieve, and we will achieve them, either by agreement or by resumption of the fighting. We are ready to resume the fighting at any moment. Our finger is on the trigger.
They are not stopping. I'm really concerned about Israel. Drug us in 39 days ago. I'm concerned about them doing something even bigger to force us into this. What do you think?
I fully agree with you. Look, there's something important that you brought up, and you brought up Fox News. And Fox News is basically spewing nonstop propaganda. Whereas when people watch your show or they look on the internet and look at other alternative sources, you're getting the realistic truth. And I think that is a very serious problem, especially for Republicans. There's many people that, especially, you know, baby boomers, they have Fox News on their television all day long, every single day. It just plays in the background, but they're not being told the true story. They're being sold the Mark Levin label, or basically the flavor of the Republican Party, the Lindsey Graham flavor of the Republican
Trump
Party.
Trump has told us that Mark Levin, tune into him. This is what I think. And I tune in. Yeah. Ground war. Americans are ready to die. You signed up for this. Nuclear war is good. It's like an alternate universe.
Right. And then Mark Levin did something that was unthinkable. He laid out the reasons of why a nuclear bomb needs to be used on Iran, which is the unthinkable. It's disgusting. And so you have what you said, Alex, is true. President Trump telling everyone, listen to Mark Levin. And then you have Mark Levin laying out the reasons of why they need to use a nuclear bomb. And he said it was so that it would save American troops' lives. You know what the truth is, Alex? You save American troops' lives by get the hell out of the Middle East. We had no business there to begin with. This is a completely unprovoked war. I mean, do I support Iran saying death to America? No. But you want to know something? There's a high percentage of Americans in this country that support assassinating the president. And that's horrific, too. So there's a difference
between
words.
Well, let's be clear. I agree. But
in actions.
The Tulsi Gabbard, the Pentagon, they all told him 92% chance regime change won't happen. They'll close the strait. It was a loser. Israel drug us into this. I hate to demonize Israel, but they've become the villain with Netanyahu. Trump needs to repudiate Netanyahu, cut off the funding, and listen to Senator Paul and you and others, and we need to pull back. I mean, I talked to a very close person that talked to Trump twice last week for over 2 hours, both times, an hour each time. He was going to fire Tulsi, not this Monday, but last Monday, eight, nine days ago.
Yeah.
And Trump had to go, she's the only one that was loyal and released across from a hurricane when Ratcliffe was in that position where she's at now. The first term, you didn't do that. And he was like, oh, God, she's really good by the end. It's like he doesn't remember. And that's what's even scarier is like he'll get back on track for a minute and then go right back.
Oh, yeah, but he's always been that way. But it's gotten extremely out of control. He's not in a good mental state to be making these type of decisions.
So what needs to happen? We don't have the votes for 25th Amendment.
No, they're not going to do it. Look, the reality is this administration, it takes the cabinet members coming together, and the cabinet members have to remove the president and install the vice president. And they're not going to do it. All of these, think about it, Alex, this is the problem we have, the Republican Party. The cabinet members, well, they're cabinet members because President Trump appointed them. And they're not going to turn on him. And then you've got most of the Republicans in Congress have his endorsement. And they're terrified to go against them because they're scared of, oh, look what happened to Marjorie Taylor Greene. Look what look what's happening to Thomas Massey. They won't go against them.
And I love and how he loves all the former Never Trumpers, the Levins, and all the rest of them. But now anybody that's loyal to truth is the enemy. So what do you think we do? Just keep public pressure up?
This is the hard part. I don't think there is a clear plan. What has to happen is the American people have to wake up to the truth. So the American people have to take the blinders off because, look, we've supported Trump for 10 years now or longer. We have supported this man through thick and thin. I mean, he was indicted. They convicted him, a convicted felon. They impeached him. I mean, all the things that happened, we supported him through thick and thin. And that has glued people to think they have to support him through anything and everything. And that's wrong. That's absolutely wrong. The American people have to open their eyes and deal with reality and deal with truth. And the truth is, look, you may have supported President Trump for 10 years like I did, and like you have, but this is not the same man. This is not the same man that we supported. And he is not doing the
I know you have limited time. What do you think happened to him? And I see Todd Blanche on TV the last week saying there's nothing left in Epstein. We know 98% have been released. Bondi said it's kids being raped by Epstein and world leaders. And Trump is covering this up. He told you it'll embarrass my friends. That alone, you know, turns you against him, which was the right thing to do. But now it's so obvious trying to cause a global new war. What do you think happened to Trump? And then Todd Blanche, Bondi wasn't perfect, but she was just an empty suit. This is the actual bad guy. I've talked to the Justice Department that killed all the investigations into Russiagate, the auto pit, everything. Now Todd Blanche is there. I mean, it's good that we're finally, you already did it, standing up to him because he's just going south fast. What do you think happened to him?
We need more courageous people to do what I did and do what Joe Kent did. And we need more courageous people to stand up and say, we're not going to have anything to do with this. Because history is going to prove people like me and Joe Kent, you, Tucker Carlson, and many others that are, or actually few, honestly, right now, that are willing to speak the truth and say, we're not tolerating this. History is going to prove us right, Alex. History is going to prove us right. And this is, it's just like in the beginning with the Ukraine war. And I was one of three members of Congress, three Republicans that voted against funding any of it. I voted no from the beginning and we were in the minority and people were mad at us and attacked us. But by the end, everybody agreed. Yeah, enough with funding the Ukraine war. This is ridiculous. It's going to take time, but people have got to stand up and say, we are not going to be a part of this. At all.
On the Epstein files, you've talked about this some. You told me probably months before it came out. I talked to others that said this. I'll leave it at that. You're sitting there saying, hey, we got to bring this out. He didn't say, oh, it's old or we can't prove. He said, it'll embarrass my friends. Can you repeat exactly from memory what Trump said to you?
He said, my friends will get hurt. And this was a phone call. I was in my office and he was at the White House and he wanted me to take my name off the discharge petition. And I wouldn't do it. I said, no, I'm not going to take my name off the discharge petition. The Epstein files need to be released. The reason why Trump was elected was to drain the swamp, to take down the deep state. The Epstein files is the epitome of the cover-up of all types of crimes, rape, murder, horrific.
All right, there's 10 more minutes of the interview. It's on X, it's on Rumble, Real Alex Jones, it's on Infowars.com. Get it and share it. This is important stuff. We're telling the truth to save America. We're being loyal to the Republic. 1776, stay with us.
We have two new products at thealexjonesstore.com that are guaranteed to work and deliver healthy results. One is Ultimate Energy. It's very simple. High-quality fusion of organic caffeine that is time-released, then with a very strong dose of high-quality L-theanine that relaxes you and gives you clarity and focus. A lot of people take it for tests. They also take caffeine. You take the two together, it gives you smooth, continual release energy for up to 10 hours. A fabulous product, Ultimate Energy. And then, when it's nighttime and it's time to chill, Ultimate Chill, a big dose of L-theanine and a big dose of ashwagandha root that gives you rest, relaxation, and better, deeper sleep. That's also great for your immune system and your whole body. Good, clean energy and good, clean sleep. These two products together are amazing, and they're now available at thealexjonesstore.com. While you're there, get the ultramethylene blue, get our incredible iodine, T3, bovine colostrum, and so much more at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide and taking the globalist on head on. Everything I sell to you works. Obviously, that's the goal, so that you get it, and you like it, and you want it to get it again. Everything I sell to you, we put deep research into, and I personally use. Now, I've been promoting zeolites for decades with great sponsors, because they really work. I'm going to tell you what they are. Well, Bigley, our sponsor, has a really high-quality, private-label, top-selling brand that we were able to private-label we're bringing to you right now. With the unprecedented toxins in the environment, with the chemtrailing, all the garbage in the food, it is more important than ever to take zeolites on a regular basis. But not all zeolites are created equal. This is really a high-quality zeolite. Please do your own research, and then go to thealexjonesstore.com and secure our high-quality zeolite formula. Now let's go over just some of the incredible facts. We're swimming in toxins every single day. Metals from the air, chemicals in the food and water. Your body needs help binding and eliminating this garbage before it builds up and destroys your cells. Inner Zeolite Detox Defense, advanced binding agent. This isn't some gimmick. Zeolite is a naturally occurring volcanic mineral with a unique cage-like crystalline structure that acts like a molecular trap. Through ion exchange and absorption, it selectively grabs positively charged toxins, heavy metals, ammonia, and other unwanted compounds while letting beneficial minerals stay put. Then it escorts them straight out of your system through your gut. Paired with folic acid, it also supports healthy mineral transport and cleaner internal environment. Users report feeling lighter, more balanced, and clear-headed with consistent daily use. Just one dose a day gives you 60 full servings of detox support. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't steer you wrong. You know that. If you love our methylene blue, if you love our bovine colostrum, if you love the other incredible products like our T3 iodine, you are going to love this zeolite detox formula. Secure yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you haven't checked out the other supplements like our methylene red that's proprietary to us, our ultramethylene blue that is on record the strongest and the best, then check it out today. And while you're there, check out the widest selection of Patriot apparel, baseball caps, t-shirts, hoodies, you name it, to spread the word of freedom in America and worldwide. Bottom line, thanks for keeping us on the air over the years. We're facing some of the biggest challenges ever to stay on the air. But thanks to you standing with us as our partners, the InfoWar, we are stronger than ever. So thank you so much for your support. Now please visit thealexjonesstore.com today. And if you want to get massive discounts on all the supplements, sign up as a subscriber. Lock in your orders in the future. You can cancel any time. So all you're really locking in is the massive discounts. Same thing with VIPs. Cancel any time. $30 a month. Get $40 to spend in the store. Special deals, special offers, special sales on everything. So if you're buying anything at thealexjonesstore.com, you should be a VIP. Thank you so much for your support. Now secure your zeolite formula now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
James Williams. I saw him a few years ago, but I watch him every couple days now. I went back and started watching his older shows. He was like 7, 8, 9, 10 years ago talking about the fake alien invasion, how it's demonic, how it's interdimensional, which I've been laying out as well. Now you see the Pentagon, all these
congresspeople saying, no, there's four alien species here now. They're suppressing it. It's about to come out. Tim Burchett, very credible people. Now, are they being given disinformation? The answer is yes. But we're going to get to that next hour. I had a special guest joining us in studio. But I hadn't looked at what he sent me because when I told my producer like a week ago, hey, get him on. I saw his show about this. I want him to come on and talk about this and from the Bible and you know all the things that are you know there about these creatures interbreeding with humans. It's all the other Egyptian and other you know ancient texts. We'll do that the next 30 minutes, the start of the next hour. But I came in here, I didn't look at the notes he sent, and I saw what he was saying about we cannot abandon Trump now. Trump is a weapon of God's hand. No peace between Israel and Iran. A fast must be called from the throne of power. What is Trump contending with? And I've literally tried to get people that are defending Trump and what is going on the show because I really wanted to hear from them, not to beat them up. They won't do it. Everybody's like, I went with what I knew was real. The Pentagon assessment was this wouldn't work. They'd close the strait. 92% chance it would fail. I'd love the missiles to disappear. Said that 40 days ago when it started. I was proven right. It was because it wouldn't work and would empower Islam that I was against it. And I don't want Israel running our politics. And then I get called an Iranian agent. Well, I ever got any Iranian money. I ain't got one red cent from them. But at the same time, everybody being attacked all over. I can't even keep track of it. I don't even watch it. It's sent to me constantly. ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, MSNBC, all of it. Oh, Jones admits he was wrong about Trump for 10 years. No, Trump was night and day compared to them. We got so much done. Better Supreme Court people, controlled border, not you know, dialing back war with Russia. I am proud I backed Trump. But about 8 months ago when they ran off Elon Musk and Howard Lutnick got caught lying about his Epstein Island stuff, things went south. And I was like, our research is Trump never did any of this. Roderick Stone used to be his wingman in between divorces, double dating. She's like, yeah, Trump likes you know, full-grown women. But I won't sign on with Israel wanting to nuke Iran and push us into total war. This is crazy town. So I went after Trump in the last week to get him back on track, and they admit they had all these White House officials, Jones and Tucker, they shouldn't have this influence. Well, Trump shouldn't be saying, I'll destroy a whole civilization. It sounds like some supervillain. Okay, so that's where we are right now, and the globalists, this is COVID 2.0. They want this to shut down the recovery. People say, oh, you care about money. No, I've been persecuted, sued, attacked, monetarily destroyed standing up for Trump. When I say monetary, they want us poor and collapse to control us. That's the WEF UN's admission. So you bet I don't want to turn out the fertilizer and oil and gas in the world because that starves the poor. They die. We just get poor. So, but it's always good to get another perspective on this. So I'm glad that James Williams, who's really smart, and he knows what he's talking about, wants to get into this. So let's do this first on his biblical perspective on Trump and his predictions that have basically all come true and where he thinks we're at. And he can call me out if he wants to. I just only talked to him like a minute before he came on. Said, hey, I just saw you sent this. Sorry, I hadn't seen it until right before. Because I didn't know. I was wanting to talk about the aliens and all that and what you're covering. But I'm happy to hit this because this is, I almost canceled him because it was on aliens. We want to cover Iran. Well, it didn't matter because he wanted to cover this. So we're there. But we'll hit the aliens next hour as well. So Dark Waters, James Williams. I am jameswilliams.com, YouTube, The Dark Waters. Great show, great analysis. I'm going to try to give you the floor, so I'm going to shut up here. Don't pause or I'll jump in. You know, I got like diarrhea of the mouth. And just get into biblically with these verses you sent me about Trump. It's true. He's our weapon. It's up to us to use him. I agree. So the neocons don't want us to influence him and demand things. They want us to just shut up, get mad, and run away with our ball and go home, as I've been saying for a year. I didn't take my ball and go home. I'm saying we need to engage him. We need to call him to do his original mission. Let's talk about the tug of war with Trump and what's happening. Dark Waters, James Williams, tell us what's happening.
Absolutely, Alex. So let's start with this. As usual, you're right. The problem that people have is, and we expressed this the last time I was on the show with you, I said that you were a watcher. And the watchers are people on the wall who see the enemy coming. And that watcher's job is to identify to the king, hey, we have a problem. So you've been doing what you're supposed to do as a watcher. You're being attacked because you were a watcher. Ladies and gentlemen, I need you to remember, people made prayers for Donald Trump to be president of the United States. It's not like Donald just became president by happenstance. This was something that we all prayed for him to be the president of the United States. And so now we have a situation where the man that we pray for, who has an anointing from God, and Alex, you could attest to this, you've seen this, that Donald Trump has an anointing that dethrones
him. It's 100% supernatural, and it's not him, it's God.
Yes, it's 100% supernatural. Marco Rubio, Donald Trump, debate, bam, gone. Hillary Clinton, boom, gone. Everybody that's ever risen against Donald Trump and contested against him goes down. So what do you do with a man like Donald Trump who has an anointing from God that you can't defeat? You bubble wrap him, you control him. You point him like a weapon at who you want him to hit. And the problem that I have as a Christian is we, as the body of Christ in this nation, we don't understand that that is a weapon that God gave to us, and we have to fight for our weapon. We have to fight for control of our weapon. We can't just hand it over and throw up our hands and be like, oh, he pissed me off and it's done. We can't do that. We can't allow that. And I've been watching people have this chaos and this tumult everywhere on every channel. This person arguing with this person arguing with that person. And we know that God is not the author of chaos. So guess what? God is what's influencing the president. Watch this, Alex. Let's go real quickly to Psalms 41, 5 through 8. It says that this scripture in Psalms talks about the mind of witchcraft. And watch what's been done to the president of the United States. And watch what's been done actually to everybody. Watch this. My enemies speak evil of me. They, when shall he die and his name perish? If he come to see me, he speaketh vanity. His heart gathereth iniquity to itself. When he goeth abroad, he telleth it. All that hate me whisper together against me. Against me do they devise my hurt. An evil disease say they cleave fast unto him. And now that he lieth, he shall rise up no more. Yea, my own familiar friend in whom I trusted, which did eat of my bread, have lifted up his heel against me. The president of the United States, what had been saying? Oh, you know, he's got something on his hand. His legs are swollen. He's going to die. The president has been under the greatest witchcraft attack that anybody's ever seen. That man is isolated. That man is alone. And the worst part about
it
is
we should be praying for him. I agree. I said it some, but we should be totally praying for him because it's a battle over him right now. Just like the angels of the devil fought over Elijah's body.
Moses' body. Yep, they fought
Moses' body. Sorry, you're right, Moses' body.
And watch this. Understand this, ladies and gentlemen. The seat of presidency of the United States, the presidential seat, is a throne of power. Men sit in that throne of power, and they retain power for a while. It's why Barack Hussein Obama didn't leave D.C. the first time Donald Trump came in, because he sat in the throne of power. So here we get. Here we go. We get a Christian president, where everybody said, oh, he's not Christian. He in the Epstein files. We get a Christian president that comes in, who sits in the throne of power.
He goes to the pro-life rallies. Nobody did it. He does the right legislation. He did the actual action.
Right. He sits in the throne of power. He comes under assault. And then everybody's like, oh, my God, we're going to abandon him. No, we cannot abandon President Donald Trump. I'm sorry. Watch this. You want to know what he's contending against? And I'm going to say this. Everybody's upset about what's going on with Israel right now. There's a judgment that's being rendered, and you can see it, against the Christian Zionist movement in this nation. And that it's up for in the air with us in our relationship with Israel. But watch this. 1 John 4:3. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world. So the president is up against the Antichrist spirit. He's not the damn Antichrist. He's up against the Antichrist spirit. You see it right in front of you. Well, it doesn't make sense. James, what are you talking about? Okay. Part of what we're talking about is the data centers going up everywhere. Part of one of the announcements he made today, which was in the little briefing that the guy with the great voice just did a few minutes ago, was talking about, well, are we building a control system? Are we building a mark of the beast system? The man is fighting the entire beast system, period. And so the pressure is coming in on him from every angle, from every side. Then when you add in the fact that you bring in people who are not of Christ, that don't believe in Jesus Christ, that don't have the peace of God with them, that actually say, oh, I reject Jesus Christ, I'm a part of the administration, that it's like a doorway for the Antichrist spirit to walk into the White House. So imagine, Alex, the studio door at, I don't never been to InfoWars. Let's say you have a big roll-up door on the side of InfoWars, right? And you're like, okay, I'm going to leave the roll-up door open, and anybody who wants to come in, they're just coming in. And any spirit that wants to come in, they just rolling on in. That's what you're looking at. So, yes, when we talk about King Lear and the president having this this stronghold, because that's what it is, it's a stronghold that's been erected in his mind. And that's why you see this behavior pattern that we
see. No, I agree. So how do we break that control?
The way you break that control is what the Bible told us to do and what we've seen. When David sinned with Bathsheba, David ended up calling for a fast and making sacrifices unto God. When Hezekiah was having trouble, they went on a fast. What has to happen is there needs to be a fast from one of the thrones of power in this nation. It can be J.D. Vance, who's a Christian. Hey, we're going to do a 3-day fast and pray for the president. It could be Susie Wiles, who's in the throne of the whatever her position is like the chief of staff. Hey, we can do a 3-day fast for the president of the United States to break this off of him. It could be his wife. It could be his oldest son. It could be anybody that sits in power close to him and pray for the man and fast. Make a sacrifice to the Lord. And we can repent and say, hey, Lord, we're wrong. This is we went in the wrong direction.
Trump's turned it around before. It can be done.
Yeah. So we have to battle for him. Watch this. I'm going to give you another scripture. I want you to hear this. Watch. Jeremiah 50. And tell me if this is not what Donald Trump has been doing.
All right, Jeremiah 51:20-23. Go ahead.
All right. Thou art my battle axe and my weapon of war. For with thee I will break in pieces the nation, and with thee I will destroy kingdoms, and with thee I will break in pieces the horse and the rider, and with thee I will break in pieces the chariot and the rider, and with thee also will I break in pieces the man and the woman, and with thee I will break in pieces old and young, and with thee will I break in pieces the young man and the maid, and with all, and I will also in pieces with thee the shepherd and his flock, and with thee will I break the piece in pieces, the husbandman and his yoke of oxen, and with thee will I break in pieces captains and rulers. What has Donald Trump been doing on behalf of this nation? Wrecking shop. The man is a giant wrecking ball. He's a battle axe of the Lord. In fact, Alex, you're a battle axe. You run around wrecking everybody. Boom, boom, boom. I'm a battle axe. Every Christian is called to be one of the Lord's battle axes. So when if we have this beautiful, you know, vintage battle axe that's chopped off millions of heads and won millions of victories, but the handle breaks, do we throw that battle axe away? No, we fix the handle. We fix the handle, but it has to be fixed spiritually. Now, on to Israel and Iran. I don't understand, Alex, where this expectation of there's going to be peace comes from. None of those people have accepted the Prince of Peace. They all reject Jesus Christ. Where's this peace going to come from? The reason why you saw the movement was when J.D. Vance, a man who sits on a throne, who's a Christian, interceded in and was injected into the equation, then we started moving towards peace. But I expected Israel to attack. I expected Iran to attack because they don't accept the Prince of Peace. And we have to understand this. There's these false expectations we have, although all the information is in front of us. So people are mad at Mark Levin. I expect Mark Levin to be a rank devil. Sorry, I just expect him to behave like a rank devil.
Hold on, Pastor James Williams, Darkwater, stop. This literally, Rob New just walked in here, a news director, been here 18 years. He just walked in. This was delivered to the door by FedEx 2 minutes ago. You talk about a biblical sign. This was just delivered to the door by FedEx 2 minutes ago. Rob, you just ran in here. What? You got a letter. What does this say? I mean, this is biblical. This is why God works. Somebody got touched by God. I'm crying right now to mail this. This literally just showed up FedEx. Rob, come here. Sit down. Let's read this. What the hell's going on here? He just said, I mean, literally, as you said, battle axe, FedEx arrived. What the? This
is so literally about 10 minutes ago, the guy who runs the business side of things brought this to me. He goes, usually we don't bring things over like this, but he goes, this just came in. He said, it's a battle axe. I couldn't believe it. I heard you talking about it, Pastor. And I didn't even unwrap it and look at it yet. I literally grabbed it and said, well, we need to bring this on. Yeah. I just unwrapped it in front of you. Yeah. So it's got a strap on it. This guy named Ken. I'm not going to give his last name, but Ken from, looks like Lapine or Oklahoma. Maybe Oklahoma 97739 is the zip code, but he sent it to us. He's an old carpenter and craftsman. And I was making this accent. God told me it was for Alex Jones. It's literally what it says right there. I mean, it says it right there.
The fire burned.
He put it right there.
You just saw this. Is this insane?
You guys can get
that's how our God works.
Shot of that on the doc mic.
Showed up. Literally, read what he said. Don't show his name. Just read what he said.
He said, Alex, I'm an old carpenter and craftsman. I was making an axe for God, and he told me it was for Alex Jones. In my fertile imagination, I built a two-story that would be presenting it to you, and I won a truck. Well, that didn't happen. I wonder what I would do with the axe. Every time I went to the shop, God reminded me, that's for Alex. I haven't even read this before.
This exact moment.
Yeah. I was talking to my son, Jerry, telling him about this, and he said, just send it to him. So here's the axe, brother. This is your battle axe. Let me remind you that God loves you and gives you strength and courage. The best to you as you move along in this crazy world. I love your methylene red. Really gives this old man energy. God bless you.
Look at Ken. This literally, he's literally talking about this, and this literally gets you delivered to you right as he came on. I mean, this is insane. This is how God works. Go ahead. Look at this.
It's got a little trusty carrier to it.
It's got the cross right there. Right on. So God told him to do this just for this moment so people see how real God is. Look at that. That's another miracle right there.
Yeah. That's pretty crazy. And the blood coming off the cross. There it is right there.
That's gorgeous. Wow. Wow.
And I didn't read what you said till 10 minutes before you came on.
No, I just got it and walked in here. I'm like, this needs to go on the air. It was a sign from God.
I tell you what. Let me do something. We need to give God some glory right now.
Oh, this is God.
Oh, fire. Holy Ghost fire burn everywhere. Oh, fire. Holy Ghost fire burn. I say fire. Holy Ghost fire burn everywhere. Oh, fire. Holy Ghost fire burn. Lord, thank you for verifying your word. Thank you, Lord, for showing yourself, Lord. There's no way. There's no way. This is only you, Lord. And there's no one but you that's this glorious, that's this powerful, Lord. And thank you for the example that you've given. Alex is a battle axe. Your president is a battle axe. And Lord, we repent. We repent, Lord, for not being derelict in our duty, Lord. And now we intercede on the behalf of our president, Donald J. Trump. Lord, we decree and declare as the ecclesia now in the name of Jesus Christ that every form of witchcraft, sorcery, and divination has been cast against our president is now broken. And we invoke and plead the blood of Jesus Christ against it, Lord. His realm of thoughts and his realm of imaginations, Lord, we invoke and plead the blood of Jesus Christ over that. And we decree and declare freedom for his mind, freedom for his heart, freedom from his soul. Whoa, freedom from his soul that they've tried to hang.
And everyone must join us. Call for everyone must join us in praying for Trump right now. We're going to break this demonic spell right now. In the name of Jesus.
We break it now in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you and we praise you and we honor you for this great opportunity. And Lord, now we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over his marriage covenant and those who tried to come in between him and his wife, over his family, Lord, those who tried to separate for him from his family, his sons, Lord. And we ask that, Lord, that you judge these individuals. Your word says, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. Is he not one of your anointed, Lord? We have all seen it. Have we not petitioned and prayed for him, Lord? They have harmed him. They have devastated him. They have isolated him. And they brought spirits unto him, Lord. So now, Lord, your word says, Jesus Christ came to set the captives free, and he who he sets free is free indeed. Not possibly free, not sometimes free, not maybe free, but free indeed, Lord. And so every
Pastor,
spell.
Let's stop right there. We weren't even getting political. That was supposed to be the other thing. But how crazy is this? Just delivered in the last 30 minutes. Rob's delivered it 10 minutes ago. He's watching them at battle axes. They walk in with this thing, and the man says, I was told by God in Oklahoma, make this for you. Like close encounter, he told to make the mountain. I had to send this to you, and my son said send it, and it perfectly arrives right as you're talking about it. That is the power of God literally telling us that your message was true. God obviously knows the future, foresaw all this moment to back up what you just said.
Yep. Watch this. J.D. Vance, Susie Wiles, Caroline Lovett, every Christian inside the White House, call a fast. You can just have the Christian staff fast. You can call for a fast of the ecclesia, the entire church to fast for
and
the president.
Oh, my God, you just said it. God's whole point was to make them listen to you about the fast.
Mm-hmm. And so call
God
for a fast.
God literally just took a highlighter to everything you just said. In God's plan, literally had someone make this months ago, be pushed by God, and said, send it now to perfectly arrive, not last week, not yesterday, today, 20 minutes ago, mm-hmm. to Rob Ducey, it delivered it, saying, this is for Alex. How he talked, the guy that delivered didn't even know this was going on. Perfect. No, that's didn't. God's perfection right there. You just saw a miracle, folks.
Yep.
And look and remember, how badass it is.
And remember, biblically, the story of Jonah. Jonah didn't want to go to Nineveh. He got swallowed by a whale against the Nineveh. And the Ninevites.
Exactly. It doesn't matter if Trump gets off track. He belongs to God. He's going to do his job if we back him.
He's going to do his job. And the Ninevites fast, and the Lord withholds his judgment against the Ninevites.
Brother,
if he did that for the Ninevites, won't he do that for a nation that's in covenant with him? Our founding fathers dedicated this land to the kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This land is in covenant with him. He'll do it for us, but it has to come from a throne of power. So
I gotta say, one of you guys, I gotta say, Mr. Williams, you talk about miracles. You see them all the time. I know. I listen to you. Is this not crazy?
No, it is crazy. But that's him. That's how he works. That's why I love him. That's why I serve him. That's him. I'll tell you something else. I'm up last night in the middle of the night, rocking. Lord, are you going with me to this interview? Yes, I'm going with you, James. Will you be there with me? Yes, I'm going with you. I didn't know that's what he meant, but he said, I'm going with you. It's like, whoa. So now I'm sitting here like, this is crazy. But that's my expectation. That's the God we serve. That's God our Father. That's the Son. That's the
Holy
Spirit.
You sent these notes hours ago. I hadn't even seen them. I said until you came on, oh, we're not doing aliens. We're doing this. And boom, it's all about battle axes. Here it is. Literally delivered right as you come on. We check FedEx right as you get on. Boom, FedEx pulls up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, can you imagine? That's the power of God right there. This is a true miracle.
That's the power of God. That is it. That is it. And it signifies your victory over those people who've been coming after you too, brother. The people who be like, oh, we're going to get Alex Jones. Blah, let's get him. Blah. Foolish people, man. Those are some crazy people. You have victory over those people.
Well, it's just not don't me or you. They can't stand against God.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But God gave you victory over them. Gave you victory over them, my brother. Ain't it amazing?
Well, and everybody's been attacking you. This man, this old carpenter in Oklahoma, and he had this thing ready for months, and his son said, this is God's plan. God says, send the axe now. It was, you can't even make that up. Just the axe showing up is insane. It's literally in the letter as a message from God.
That's the God we serve. I don't know what else to say, brother. That's the God we serve. And that's how he endorses men. He makes his presence known by endorsing. Man, you got the endorsement. That's all I can say, brother. It's a victory, man. Congratulations. And ladies and gentlemen, we're not going to lose.
We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm very pleased to announce two new great products at thealexjonesstore.com that will 100% work and deliver you energy, clarity, and also, when you want to relax, great calm, rest, and sleep. Now, a lot of our products are very complex, game-changing, cutting-edge, you name it. But there's a lot of things that are very simple and proven that are still the best. Now, we have several other great energy formulas at thealexjonesstore.com. They're more complex. But Ultimate Energy is very, very simple. And this is one of the most popular, long-running energy combinations on the market at Whole Foods, everywhere else, because it really works. It's Ultimate Energy, thealexjonesstore.com. Very strong dose of wide-spectrum, organic, time-released caffeine with a big dose of high-quality L-theanine that gives you focus and clarity but relaxes you. So with the caffeine, it's very, very smooth without the letdown, lasts up to 10 hours. That's Ultimate Energy. But when you're ready to relax, Ultimate Chill. A strong dose of high-quality ashwagandha root, known for thousands of years, give people rest, clarity, focus. Doesn't make you tired, just makes you relax, kind of a zen focus. And then on top of that, a big dose of L-theanine that also gives you calm, clear focus. Great rest, great relaxation, great dreams. That's so good for your immune system, your entire body. So some days when I've been working from 5 a.m. to say 10 p.m., and I've been, you know, jacked up on our great supplements and you name it, I will go to this formula, Ultimate Chill. That's why I actually came to Big League and said, hey, I'm already using a brand from Whole Foods. This is what's in it. Make it a little bit stronger. So this is a formula I've been using for years to relax. I'm having trouble being able to kind of ease into non-work mode, and this is how I do it. Simple, proven ingredients that work in a high-quality fusion. Now available at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.